Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming Thursday, 1st of June, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts at 8 a.m. Central Time. Before that, you'll have Superior Sunrise starting at 7:30. They'll be offering 18,600 head this go-round, including 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 weaned calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, you can always go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Give them a call for more information as well at 800-422-2117. That's 800-422-2117. And we remind you the Superior Spring Horse Sale coming on Saturday, June 10th. Next Superior Livestock Sale coming June 1st, Thursday, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you.
The cattle futures market rebounded nicely on this Tuesday after expecting to open lower after the cattle on feed report Friday afternoon was thought to be a little bit negative. That report Friday morning showed us an on feed number of 102%. We're only looking for a little less than 101. So 1% bigger, almost 11 million head on feed as of May 1st. Placements were 111, which was about 4.5% larger than expected. Now, those big placement numbers are a result of the big-time positive closeouts we're seeing. It's estimated about $320 a head coming out of the feedlot right now. Going in, though, the projected closeout or projected break-evens are negative $33 a head. So still kind of surprising with the negative projected break-evens, but the placements were big. Marketed this month were 103%, about 1% larger than expected. So all that cattle on feed number, maybe with the placements being large, somewhat of a negative number, but the market really shrugged it off and was $2.50 to $3 higher on the feeder cattle and about $27 higher in June live cattle, which is the front month, but August up 90 cents. Box beef at midday was slightly lower on choice, $2.45.23, select up a touch. Choice select spread, $25.39.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
This time of year, as the corn and bean planting season begins to wind down, a lot of attention paid to what the crop looks like. Well, today's going to give us their first indication with the first crop progress and condition report. The condition for the corn crop is expected to be anywhere from 68% good to excellent to about 74% good to excellent. I think the majority somewhere just below 70%. Last year it was 72% on the first report, 2 years ago 74%. It's also expected to be about 95% planted on the corn. Beans are somewhere around 70%. The winter wheat condition is expected to be unchanged at 52%. Of course, harvest is progressing here. They're actually wrapping up in the southern half of Oklahoma. Yields were I guess, maybe as expected, but nothing to be really proud about. There was 130,000 metric tons of beans sold overnight to an unknown destination. Didn't really help the soybeans. They were the weakest one here, with soybeans closing down 13 cents on the front end. November only down 9.5 cents. But overall, this time of year, again, it's the crop conditions become a factor. The next 2 weeks, the weather forecast is expected to be normal rains and normal temperature, so no real threat to the corn at this point.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.